Today is Black Friday, where businesses' ledgers goes into the black and consumers goes into the red, hence the thumbnail. Wouldn't it be amazing if there could be a way of spending money that would both decrease our debt and the debt of other people? That's what I want to talk about in today's video. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. This video is about the immense power of the mass. So I want to give some saints' quotes on this, my thoughts on this, and then two amazing purgatory stories that will showcase this. This from the website of Helpers of the Holy Souls from Father Coleridge. Very few words, he writes, will be enough to remind us of the efficacy of this sacrifice for the relief of the holy souls. All Catholics know that in the sacrifice, the merits of the sacrifice of the cross are offered to the Eternal Father, and that it thus presents to him a satisfaction in itself infinitely greater than any debt which those souls can owe to his divine justice. These holy souls are a part of the Church, and when her priests are ordained, they receive the power of offering the sacrifice for the living and the dead. St. Anthony of Padua, in his sermon in Cena Domini, on the Last Supper, tells us that the division of the sacred host into three parts, which is made by the priest before his communion, signifies the three parts of the Church: the blessed in heaven, the living on earth, and the dead. And St. Thomas adds that the Mass has a threefold effect: forgiving sins in this world, alleviating pain in purgatory, and increasing glory in heaven. I want you to consider this, somewhat this irony, that today being Black Friday, where if a business is in debt, apparently, historically, and maybe things are changing because of all the spending and people getting ready for Christmas, that they go back into the black. We can do that for ourselves as well as for the souls in purgatory, because think about this reality, that it is not November 2nd, but in fact, December 24th, Christmas Eve, that the most souls in purgatory are released. In this way, we can consider this moment until that particular day as a moment where we are doing everything possible to make sure that as many souls are released from purgatory as can possibly be done. So I invite you to take that into consideration in your spending for the Christmas season. Now, the logic behind all this is quite beautiful. Why is Christmas Eve the day in which the most souls in purgatory are released? We should always take these facts and think about the inner logic. Consider this: the greatest gift that anyone can be given is the eternal gift of heaven. Think about that. This is a gift that is eternal. It never goes away. You can never break it. You can never use it up. It is a gift that goes on forever. It is the gift of God Himself, the gift of the place of heaven, the gift of the communion of saints, and everything that we will experience in heaven. There are no words for it. We can be instruments of mercy. That is something that you could fathom for the rest of your life. Now let's get into these two amazing stories, and then I will share with you some resources of some great places where you can have masses offered for the souls in purgatory. These stories, by the way, are from a book called Purgatory Tales of a Polish author. You can find the book on Kindle or print through Amazon. When Father John de Aluerna, a Franciscan, celebrated the Holy Mass on All Souls' Day, offering it with such love and piety that he was almost enraptured, he witnessed an extraordinary vision. As he lifted up the most holy body of Christ, which hung on the cross for the deliverance of the souls in purgatory, he saw a countless number of souls emerging from purgatory, as if a multitude of arrows were shooting upwards from a fiery furnace. And he saw them entering the heavenly homeland by the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, who allowed himself to be crucified for the salvation of humanity. If only we could see this with the eyes of faith at every single Mass, we would stop at nothing to attend Mass every single day. Now listen to this next story. Father Iwo, a Dominican, once a provincial in the Holy Land, while saying the morning prayers in the church, suddenly saw a certain monk before him dressed in filthy attire. "Who are you and what are you seeking here?" asked Iwo. "What? Don't you recognize me? I am indeed your friend who recently departed from life. After death, I ended up in purgatory, where I was sentenced to 15 years of severe torment. Is that so? Exclaimed the provincial. He knew the deceased well, and knew that during his lifetime he was regarded as an exemplar of all the virtues of the religious order. Ah, the justice of God knows what it does. Truly I deserve that solemn sentence. However, if you would be willing to show me help, which the mercy of the Most High has allowed, then pray for me in my intention. Therefore, as soon as dawn broke, Iwa, dressed in priestly robes, proceeded to celebrate the holy liturgy. After consecrating the host, he spoke as follows. Lord, you are not more cruel than Satan. I beseech and implore you, by the boundless mercy of yours, release my beloved brother from the prison of purgatory and admit him to eternal glory. With great tears, he repeated these words multiple times, so much so that the celebration of the Holy Mass significantly lengthened. On the following night, when Iwa was praying again in the church, he once again saw that deceased brother. This time, he was no longer in filthy garments, but in shining white attire. It is good that by God's grace you have obtained from the Lord a shortening of my torments, that you did not disappoint me and did not disregard my pleas. Behold, the good God has granted me further expiation of his justice and has entrusted me to you. Having been freed from purgatory, I am going into the company of the blessed spirits of the heavenly homeland. Having said this, he immediately disappeared. When we offer masses for the souls in purgatory, we should pray that they can offer the mass as devoutly as this priest did, so that it could be more efficacious for the souls in purgatory. There are many places that we can have masses offered for them. One of my favorites is the Shrine of Divine Mercy, or through the Marians, because they have a system online that is very easy to use. There are many other places, and I will have a list in the description dedicated only to that. This was prepared by someone who is a subscriber and sent me the email, and I really appreciate the work that you did. Another amazing place, if you're willing to do the work, would be the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, because they have over 12 masses at least a day, if not more. However, you need to go either in person, or you need to somehow wire the money to them, and this gets a little bit complicated. Another one of my favorite places is St. Michael's Abbey, I believe out in California, because when you look at the list of the number of priests they have, I believe they have over 50 or 60 priests. So they have a lot of priests that could do a lot of masses. To do more than 10 masses, you need to call them directly. You can also go to your local parish, to the parish office. Typically, they ask for a small donation of $5 to $10. Some people are scandalized by this, but what I think is more scandalous is how awfully we waste our money on really dumb things all the time. Fast food or coffee drinks that we could just make at home, and who knows what else. So the truth is, this is the least that we could do in support of the church. There are also mass associations where you offer a donation and then they offer masses a certain number of times per month. What is the difference between these two in terms of efficacy for the deceased? It's honestly hard to say. I could tell you my own personal preference, that if I died and if I was in purgatory, I would want someone to offer masses for me specifically, individually. That's just me. Think about the command of our Lord. Love others as you do to others as you would have them do unto you. So whatever is your preference for what you would want, do that for the souls in purgatory. In preparing your Christmas gift for your family and for yourself, do not forget our Heavenly Father. What greater gift could you give him than by saying, Heavenly Father, through these masses that I offered, I released 10,000 souls in purgatory for you. May God bless us all with intense generosity. I will see you in the next one.